I want to thank you all for going through the Lord's Prayer with me. And we went through the big three last week and got off the top of the list. And now we have that one sentence that everybody says and nobody really understands. I need to brush a couple things up for you. Remember, this is a very Jewish prayer. This is not a Christian prayer. This is a very Jewish prayer. It speaks about the God who is the God of the Jews. It speaks about our relationship to the Creator God who created the universe, who put the human race in that creation to be his caretakers, his householders. And we have heard how we address him as dad, householder, father, and how we come to him. For the first time, we have what we call a petition. We're going to ask him for something. Give us this day our daily bread, is how we say it in English. If I said it to you in Greek, it would sound something like, if I use English words for the Greek, it would say, give us on this day the bread we need. Okay? Give us on this day the bread we need. And the on this day is said in a tense that expects it to recur over and over and over again. So we turn that into the word daily. Give us this day our daily bread. What is it all about? On the front of your bulletins, Lynn, you have no idea how good this one is for this one. You see the woman praying, and Lord, give us this bread every day. That's the response of the people who ran after Jesus after he had fed the 5,000 and came to him for bread again. Because they just thought bread was stuff you got in your hand. What is this all about? The Lord's Prayer is given by Jesus at a time when the power of the Roman Empire, which was most clearly visible in crucifixion, hit head on with the power of the kingdom of God that Jesus brought, which was love. Head on. Herod Antipas, who was the puppet ruler of Galilee, had just plain claimed the entire Sea of Galilee and all the fish in it for the emperor. Therefore, if you caught those fish, you could only sell them to the emperor, and you would take whatever he gave you and be happy about it, because they were the emperor's fish. When all the people who lived there had grown up knowing and believing that the earth was the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That comes from the Psalms. They understood that God owned everything. And it was God who blessed the ground. So when they broke the bread to share, blessed art thou, O Lord, God of the universe, for you have given us bread from the ground that we may eat. When Jesus says, pray this way, give us this day the bread we need today, he is saying, we remember that God is the one who is in control of the entire universe. Everything. The fish, birds, the deer, the rabbits, the squirrels, everything belonged to God. And it is God who blesses us that we might have them. It's not the emperor. What does that mean for us today? We live in an economy. Every person here, how many people here have a debit card? How many people had a debit card 20 years ago? Okay, how many of you have credit cards? How many of you had credit cards 40 years ago? We live in a world in which everything we do is controlled by someone else. The banks, the government, the insurance companies. How many people here have had to go to the doctor and have the doctor say, I'll check with the insurance company whether or not I will do that procedure? You see, all those things are out there. It is not any different than it was at the time of the emperor. When everything was the emperor's and you were just lucky if you got any of it. And God's kingdom goes completely against that. God's justice is that everyone gets an equal opportunity to share what God has given. See, you and I understand justice to be you screw up, you get punished. You get what you deserve. How many of us have said that? I hope he gets what he deserves. That's the justice of the kingdom. That's the justice of the emperor. That's the justice of the world, not God. God's concept of justice is he makes the rain to fall on the evil and on the good, and the sun to shine on the just and on the unjust. In this prayer, give us this day our daily bread, we are asking that we say to God, we remember all this stuff is yours. The opportunity I have to work, the opportunity I have to achieve, to learn, to do, to earn, to have those things. Lord, that all comes from you. And so I ask you, Lord, give me today, just today, what is mine and what I need. You see, daily bread, because there's some times Lisa makes like banana bread and she puts like lots of stuff in it and it's really good. Okay. And there are times I would like to sit down with a pot of coffee and drink the entire pot of coffee and eat the entire loaf of bread. But that would not be such a good thing because then it would look like this. Okay, we call it gluttony. It's greed. It's saying I should have more because I can than someone who can't. All of those things are like the older brother who was angry. Because he did all the work and it was all his and now his brother was going to have some. The father in the story is like God. The father in the story justly gives to both of his sons. Even though one of the sons truly did not deserve it. By getting those clothes, that ring, those shoes, and that party, he did not get what he deserved. He was treated justly by his father, who was the head of the house. When we come to God, our Heavenly Father, who is the head of the house of the universe, and we speak to Him and we say, give us this day our daily bread. How important was that? How much of a symbol was it? The feeding of many with little that Jesus does. You all know the story. The little boy, like my buddy with the white shoes, comes up with a basket. He has 5 loaves and 2 fish. And the disciples say, here, Lord, that's all we got. Do what you can. Jesus has everyone sit down and he feeds them all until they are full. And there are 12 baskets of leftovers left. That story is recorded 6 times in the Bible. 6 times. Twice in Matthew, twice in Luke, once in Mark, once in John. It's so important that we understand what daily bread is all about. You and I, when we pray, we need to pray that God will give us what we need in this day. And that we, by praying that, will understand where it came from. This prayer is so intense, so powerful. It asks us to acknowledge our relationship to God, His love for us, and seek to be as willing to share with others as He is with us. I have prayed this prayer, I don't even want to think about the number of times. I have been too selfish, too self-absorbed, and too willing to take and not share too many times. Too many times. In this prayer, the kingdom of God meets the kingdom of the world head on and asks us to step forward and understand who owns all things and how we share all things. It is my prayer that I do that better. Give us the bread we need each day.